This continuation of Mr. Eastman's reporting on his trip upstate New York, when he came up here to look and see what was wrong with Cookie's pump, and this channel went over. This channel went over, and a continuation of Mr. Eastman's report, and both on Cookie's pump and on his trip upstate New York. Now this is channel went over. It didn't quite finish it. This is channel one over. This is channel one over. And a continuation of Mr. Eastman's reporting on Cookie's pump and also his trip last summer, last August, to upstate New York. And this is channel one. This is, I raced up to 50. I erased up to 50 on this choice little tape. I erased up to 50 on this choice little tape. I erased up to 50 on this choice little tape. I erased up to 50 on this choice little tape. I erased up to 50 on this choice little tape.
In your 2-inch pipe. See, a regular coupling fits in a 2-inch pipe pretty darn close.
Yeah.
And there ain't too much room for water to get down through.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I would rather have an inch pipe go down in there than your 1¼ inch.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've got more opening on the outside here for your pressure to go down through.
Yeah. Well.
But there's 1¼ inch out there, so I got this 1¼ inch thin coupling.
You think we ought to just put on some inch pipe?
Well, I think maybe this will go all right. But,
inch and a quarter is a pretty good sized pipe, Miss Ethan.
Huh?
1¼ inch is a good sized pipe.
Yeah, well, that's what's in there.
Well, they don't give them away, do they?
No.
Gee whiz.
And I don't know if I've got guts enough to pull that darn pipe out of there.
Well, I'm your helper, you see.
Well, y'all go ahead and get it done. I want some water down there.
Well, now, what about you got to check that valve, Mr. Eastman?
But they didn't have one of them valves in there. We'll go over and see if we can get that off.
Yeah.
And see. Now, this leather here wants... This leather here wants coming out a little bit to make it fit in that 2-inch pipe a little bit better.
That's right. Unless we can get that valve working, there's no use fooling with the rest of it, is there?
They didn't have a... We'll go over there and see if I can get that off. Get that out of there.
All right. Well, there's no use taking any water to prime it with.
I don't think so. Well, I'm weaker than that cat, you know, since I've been sick.
Yeah.
Strong on it.
Yeah. I know you pull that down going pipe up out of there. You see here, I lost so darn much weight from being sick of this thing. This morning, I don't want to do that, but Jesus, I've been flopping all around on the doggone wrist. And
mine does it all the time. I just despise it.
Well,
don't
I'll
you?
Tell you.
Every time you look, see what time it is, you can't get it?
Well, I'll tell you. Now, this was a Spydell armband, see? And when they got it, it was too big for me, so they took out 2 links.
Yeah? Did they give them back to you?
Mm-hmm.
And you can put them in?
If any one of them goes wrong, but that's one of them Spydell bands, you know, you're supposed to tie in any kind of a knot and anything that you want. And Jesus, my wife wouldn't give $12 for that darn thing. I told her she'd ought to have her pants kicked. But... Jesus, there was a fellow down going into McIntosh down here, and boy, I wanted to stop that truck and kick him goddamn good. Hair clear down on his damn shoulders here, and ribbons tied around in it, you know, and beads around his neck. If they don't make me sick. Now, we had dinner over to Jay Dillon's yesterday, and his grandson and his wife was there to dinner. And he's got that damn long hair, and you know, I couldn't speak decent to that fellow. Oh, Jesus, I just can't. I can't.
Dillon?
Huh?
Dillon?
Dillon, yeah. Young Jimmy Becker.
God, it's fair. It does make you sick.
Let me warm the back a minute, Miss Eastman. I down in the back this morning. Do you ever get down in the back?
There, have a soup, Teddy.
Well, you know, there ain't nothing tasted good to me in 2 weeks. My wife, she gave me fits because she couldn't fix nothing that tasted good and one thing and another, and she was going to quit cooking and all this and that. And I told Jesus it didn't make any difference. I just don't, there ain't no taste to it. Everything was just alike. The only thing that we ate that tasted a little bit different, I got a hold of some oysters. And that did taste a little bit different. But yesterday they had some mashed potato and turkey gravy on it. And by God, now that tasted good. But you know, the dressing... Hell, there wasn't no taste of the dressing or a darn thing there yesterday.
Just the potatoes?
Just that potato and that turkey gravy was the only thing that tasted good in the whole bunch.
Well, you know, the dressing is the thing that's always had the taste to it.
I know it.
No seeds?
Yeah, there wasn't no taste to me to that at all.
No seeds?
They all laugh at me and make fun, but don't make any difference. Either. If I didn't have no taste, why?
You just don't.
I just ain't got it. Just been that doggone. That cold made me that sick, you know.
Uh-huh. I know. Well, you don't look sick today. You look fine.
Oh, no.
Well, let's see if we can get that digger off, mister.
I just don't feel it hot.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Hey, I'll go with you. You and me.
Now that's the end, and this is Channel 1 over 130, Channel 1 over 130, the end of the visit with Mr. Eastman after he came back from Wins and brought the jet to go on Cookie's pump, and we were going down now to look about that gauge, pressure gauge, and this is 135, Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit, Mr. Eastman. This Friday, the 27th of November, 1970.